mindful that we've got quite a lot to get through. This slide shows that we really have converted pretty much to B5 only in the programme, and there is very little going on which is C5 only. We had only 54 cancers this year diagnosed by C5 cytology alone, and it was 223 last year, so we're rapidly going down. But what we have got is a small number of units now, these ones over here, who are using both C5 and B5 to do their non-operative diagnosis. And I think, Mike, you wanted to mention, there are 30%, more than 30%, and there are two in Northern Ireland, two in North East Yorkshire and Humber, and one in Scotland.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any pathologists here, but this is a complete waste of resources. And you know, I've written more papers on cytology than anybody in this room doubled, and I've given it up for breast. You know, I used to be a great advocate of cytology, but like many things, you know, it's been superseded. And this idea we're doing cytology and core biopsy, and then you tell me you don't have enough resources in some of these centres, well, I'm afraid you're just wasting money. And so we need some comment from... the people who are on these this up at the top end here, who is using combinations, and when are we going to stop? Because this is something that we will definitely write to you about after today's meeting to try and get some justification, because it's
I'm the surgeon from the one unit in Scotland. And we use both because we have a very scattered population. We have patients coming down from Orkney and Shetland, and it allows us to give them an immediate diagnosis on, and it allows us to tell the people that have got benign disease that they've got benign disease and put them on a plane back to Orkney and Shetland. So that's why we still continue to use cytology. We have excellent cytologists who are purely cytologists. They don't do histopathology. It may well change in the next few years because some of them are reaching retiring age, but for the time being, we feel that it gives a good service and we're not prepared to stop it.
I mean, I think that's exactly why, you know, if you, what I actually said at the first, I give you the option of right and justification, because there may be some justification in scattered populations. But, you know, we have a lot of people who are up that top end who don't have that scattered population that you have. Mark, what do you want to say? And you know, one of the reasons you do, you're right, Elizabeth, people use cytology because they haven't got cytologists. But actually, you're right, cytology is going to disappear. So that's going to be no longer available. And there is a trend towards, you can actually, in reality, we had one-stop clinics. We gave them up with cytology, because actually the amount of extra value it adds when you really get down to it is very limited.
I just wanted to ask a slightly oblique question, and that is, we're abandoning cytology for the breast, rightly, but we're not, as far as I'm aware, abandoning cytology for the axilla. And should we be encouraging the radiologists to be a bit bolder and be abandoning it there? I don't know what other people feel about that.
Any comments? I think that that's the one place where cytology is alive and kicking. I think a lot of radiologists feel more comfortable, if any, in small nodes than coring them. I think coring large nodes is relatively straightforward. But comment? Somebody got a microphone?
Hi, I'm Vidya Chandran from Sheffield, surgeon. Our radiologists do ultrasound-guided core biopsies of abnormal lymph nodes. They work, shown that it's a safe procedure.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think we probably need to go with Mark and try. And I think people are slowly but surely doing more. Having said that, you know, I think our results from auxiliary assessment aren't too bad. So it's not the most important area, I think, to go for. I mean, these other areas, we've heard from one person to justify their practice, but we have a lot of other units up the top end that we've not heard anything else from, so I think we do need to sort of
well, I think you've got the northeastern
northeastern
waving.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got lots of other areas that are way up here in terms of Any other comments from some of these other areas?
Okay. David Burstock from Northwest, actually. One of the few criticisms of the screening unit is that it engenders quite a lot of anxiety. And I would have thought that if one can tell the patient on the day via cytology their diagnosis, that removes quite a lot of anxiety, because anxiety is a lot about not knowing. And I fully support what's going on in, where is it, Scotland, North Scotland.
So do you have immediate cytology reporting in your screening centre?
Yes.
And how many days a week does that run?
Four.
And how many cases a week does the cytologist cover in a day? You know, the other issue, the reason we had abandoned it is cost effectiveness.
Well, the argument against that, where we're from, is that the cytologists come over to the breast unit and do a lot of reporting on other histopathology, etc., while they're waiting for specimens. So they're not completely redundant, although...
Yeah, no. The one thing, of course, is, well, I accept that, the reality is the rest of the country are doing something different, and...
Okay, so we're abandoning the diagnosis on the day.
What do people think? What do people think? Well, people have done it with their feet. You know, most people have.
Well, they've done it because they've been told to do it.
I'm not sure that's completely.
Well,
another comment.
Sorry, there's
a radiologist, Lee Moss from Northampton. We do a core biopsy, and a lot of the time you know pretty well it's going to be cancer. You can say to them, this is what I think it's going to be. The gold standard is a pathological diagnosis, but I'm preparing you for when you come back for the results. This is what we're going to say. I think psychologically that's a very useful and helpful thing to do for the patients, and they deal with their diagnosis better as a result of it.
Colin Hennessy from the northeast in Yorkshire. We've consistently had two of our units practicing predominantly cytology as opposed to core biopsy, and I think from data presented at this meeting and at our regional meetings, gradually the practice has changed. I accept that on this data there still is a large proportion on cytology. From a QA leads point of view, I think going back to some of the issues that Mike raised earlier on, I think we have very little power, if you like, to influence units in these situations. So I don't know how you proposed from a letter point of view, or what strategies we can use. But I think they justify it on two reasons. One, similar to what a colleague here says, that from the Northwest, that they feel that patients should know on the day of their visit, and secondly, that they have the appropriate expertise. I accept that in the fullness of time, that expertise may go on them, but they are gradually going around to core biopsies, and that's all. From a QA point of view, that's all I can do.
And I think the advantage of seeing the data and then having people here to comment, I'm reasonably convinced by the arguments that people have put out that they are not inappropriately using this. I think it'd be interesting to see how things change over the years, because I think this, you know, if you looked at this graph 3 or 4 years ago, it'd be totally different today. So there is a slow death of cytology.
I think we probably need to move on, otherwise we really are going to be stuck in diagnosis and not get on to treatment.